rather than those who fill it up with joy, because they are already filling it up with joy in a certain framework, in a certain framework, and they couldn't even write any different way. So when they fill it up with joy, it doesn't have the peculiar earmarks of their signature. So that will have the earmarks of those who are mikara for them, or those who are misaret for it. Now, the lotion of the Yerushalmi is, v'naget yochel iskayim b'chismo. But, so you could say that the kashi is, so how could you be mikayim? But it's not mistaber that the kashi of the Yerushalmi is, Eidim couldn't be mikayim. So, first of all Rishenim say, I mean, most Rishenim hold that when a get is delivered directly from the Baal to the Isha, then he doesn't, when the Isha herself produces a get, she doesn't even have to be mikayim dechsim. Doesn't have to be mikayim dechsim. Here, the Pshat in Yerushalmi is not just that it's impossible to get to Eidim who will be able to recognize the signature and to authenticate the signature, to notarize it. It's more than that. Here, in other words, in order to be midraise, we certainly don't require kiyum, midraise. But in order, so Eidim achsum ashtash kachdus mebezin without kiyum. Why? Because if the shtar has chzimes Eidim, and the chzimes Eidim has certain earmarks, so then it is mivare. Masha'in came, if the chzimes Eidim do not have any peculiar earmarks, and they bear the earmarks of the people who prepare the grounds for them, so mainly it's not even a chzime, it's not a mivare. So the kasha of the Yerushalmi is not just that there couldn't be kim shtores, which is midrabanan. Midraise, it's not a chzime. Chzime, when do we say Eidim achsum ashtar ashkazus mibezden? If, suppose he doesn't have chzime Eidim, and there are no Eidim sira, so then it doesn't mean anything. Just a text of a shtar is written on a piece of paper. No chzime Eidim, intrinsic Eidim, and no Eidim sira would testify in bezden. So then it's not mivare anything. So why is ishtar mivare? Because the chzime Eidim, in effect, attests to the truth of everything that is mentioned in the text of the shtar, whether it's a get, or shtar shichu, or shtar alvoy, shtar matone, shtar mechir, or whatever, or shtar kdush. So when can it be mivare if the chzime Eidim has its own earmarks? We know that's the signature. Someone who knows the signature will be able to say, this is the signature of that. But if the earmarks are not the earmarks of the Eidim, the purporting signatories, but the earmarks are the earmarks of the other people who prepare the ground for them, who made certain rents in the paper, or who scratched the paper. So mainly it's not in Mechsime, it's not in Mivar, it's not in Shtar. So the Kasha of the Yerushalmi is not that there couldn't be Kiyum. It means it's not a chsime. So the Yerushalmi says, "Mishal meporich." For like Sabri Shenu, Peirush v'naget yochlis kain bechismo, u'mishane ki shehir chibli v'sakroim, v'edim emimalin li gamre kol recha fakera. So then it has the special earmarks of their writing, of their writing. All right, now let's see the Rashbo. Kedush Rashbo. The mutter of the Tanya, Eidim she yidin lachte mikal na yocholok, umin malim es akroim yei. Pir shirash ez tzal, misaltin lem ni yocholok she beget, vi yikshol, midaskine bifirken li kamon, dich kike ksive hi, im ken kishem malim meilo es akroim, hab liksav alaga bliksav, basikin li kamon firk sheni diket posol, virach zatzal pireish, mikarim mi yocholok, de alme bishim Eidim. Umisimin, I mean, that's this is pshat. That umisimin will I get came through, it's like a stance. Veim imalim es akroyim, uverushal mepachinon, lehuksav mishenimu, umshane machinu lehem es akra. We come with the Rashi, kam shemachinu lehem es asrite. There is a difference between the Rashbos explanation of of the Yerushalmi and the Rashbos explanation of the Yerushalmi. The Teisus explanation, the Rashbos and Teisus. Teisus says, Voedim imimalun ligamri kol rechef akra. So in other words, if you have a piece of paper, if you have a piece of paper, so according to Teisus, so they tear out in the paper, they make holes in the form of an aleph, they make a hole in the form of a base, all the aces, and then the edim, they don't fill up the whole kera. So in other words, they just fill up certain parts of the kera. So the melee you can recognize. In the dioi you can recognize the peculiar earmarks of the edim. The Rashbo says, on the contrary, they make it larger, they widen it, the Rashbo says. He says, Machim le zakra, damtim le rashizal, kan she machim le resasreidim. In other words, that they, some edim made a certain kera, and then they themselves widened the kera. They couldn't sign the names without anything. But if there is a kera, so then they are able to change the kera, to widen the kera. So then it is just the reverse of what Jesus explains. But it doesn't make any difference. I don't think that there is a machlekes. Because in either way, so it has the earmarks of the edim assignment. Whether it has the earmarks because they don't fill up the whole kera, so the melee you can recognize the earmark, can detect the peculiar earmarks of the edim, of the chesim of the edim, or you can recognize the peculiar earmarks of the edim because they widen the kera. It doesn't make any difference. Alright. פירוש הראשון הוא שמצריך להרחיב את הקרה כדי שילהי כסף הראשונים ויוכל להסכאים בחיץ מביא אופי פירוש ומי הוא מה שהקשה על פירושי של רשי זה אין לי קושי אין לי קושי דירי שם אין לי כסף ואין לי חקיקי כסו תסס לא שני זה אין לי כסף גומו אין לי כסף the income is a gemura. El Shereish says the lashon of the Rashba is reishim einiksav veinikachkikes. So I suppose the Teisus means the same thing. V'chein botzosi b'Yerushalmi the gasin anosom hamikara aloeir keinksav kosher horeishim aloeir keinksav posel. Now since the Yerushalmi uses the lishenes kosher and posel, so obviously it has reference to get. So if someone is mikara, if scratches on the ear, on the skin, you see, if he tears out, not just he scratches. So if he's mikara aloir kengsav is kosher, horishim aloir kengsav is posel. Al merishim oin exive. So mele. So we see from the Yerushalmi that rishim aloir is not exive. That rishim aloir is not exive. V'chein pirish rabbalitu reish b'lem yocholov. Now let's see. The Rambam mentions the din of the Yerushalmi in two places. He mentions it in Hilchos Gerushin and he mentions in Hilchos Shabbos. So according to the Yerushalmi, so there is a distinction between Mikar Aleir and Reishim Aleir. Mikar Aleir is Ksive and Reishim Aleir is not Ksive. Now, let's see. The Loshon Rambam, Perek Dalet Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Zayin. Hamikara loeir tavnis ksav. Oy shirosh amaleir tavnis ksav. Harizikosha. So the Rambam paskens that both are kosher, not like the Roshal. So the Magnishna raises that question. Hakira loeir tavnis ksav. Birushal mifirigze hakira loeir kitavnis ksav kosher. Horishim loeir kitavnis ksav post. That's the Roshal. Then he mentioned that the Sefti, it's mentioned just in reverse. All right. The Yerushalmi distinguishes between Hamikaralak Aloy and the Reishim Aleyah. So Mikar Aleyah is Ksav, and Reishim Aleyah is not Ksav. Lo Mihir Shoshneid. Ve'eda Nitame Boze, Shehu Kosav Perik Yudalef Milche Shabbos, Hakir Aleyah Kitav Nisksav Chayim. Horishim Aleyah Kitav Nisksav Poter. Al Mishar Reishim Aleyah Rei Nisksav. Vim Kim Yob Lomom Vachan Koshav Nidia Boze Tamnoch. So, in Yilchas Gerushin Perik Dalet, he says that it doesn't make any difference whether you are Mikara Aleyah or you are Reishim Aleyah. So it is Iksav, by get. But by Shabbos, so if you are Mikara Aleyah, so you are Chayiv on Shabbos, you are Chayiv Echatos. But if you are Reishim Aleyah on Shabbos, you are not Chayiv Echatos. Pirik Dalet Mikha Shabbos Halocha. Halochet ezayin. Hakeisif al psori chayiv. Mipnei shueya. Af al pishachmim lipsori me'averes haksav lachazman, harizidim liksav shenimchak. Av al mshaltit al psori tzuras ksav poter. So am mshaltit al psori tzuras ksav is poter. Hakirei aleya kitab niksav chayiv mishim keisif. Horeishim aleya kitab niksav poter. So Akiri Aleya Kitab Niksav Chayev, Horish Laya Kitab Niksav Potter. The Yerushalmi mentions a case if that Amkar Aleya so is kosher, and Horishim Aleya is possible. That means by get there is distinction. The Rambam says by get both are kosher, but by Shabbos he distinguishes between Amkar Aleya and Horishim Aleya. And Horishim Aleya. So the kashi is Two kashas, the Magid Mishnah asks in Hilchas Gerushin. One is the Yerushalm, the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin is contrary to what the Yerushalm says. And then the Rambam himself, he says so himself, between what he says, Ligabe Shabbos, and what he says, Ligabe Get. ועיד, אני תאמו בזה שהוא כוסף פרק גדל ומחשב, זה הקריא עליה כתב נקסב חייב, הוריש מלא כתב נקסב פוטר, או משריש עליה נקסב, ואם כן לא מומר בכאן כושר, ונידיע בזה תמנוח. ואולי, משום דיקאים לא נדפיל על אורש של זייס כושר, אף על פי שאין לי מסקאי, מה שאין כן לי שבס, כן נזכה שם. All right, so he says, ואולי. So that gives a third, that is only mitarets, the stire in the Rambam itself, himself, between Shabbos and Get, but the stire, the fact that the Rambam he says here the Yerushalmi, that way he's not mitaris. Unless the Magid Mishnah means that according to Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi uses the lashon Hamikar aleiya kosher and Hareishim aleiya apostle, that Yerushalmi does not have reference to get, but Yerushalmi is reference to Shabbos. So why should the Yerushalmi use the lashon of kosher and apostle? Shabbos, we should say Chayiv Potter. Unless we say that it means Hamikara Aloya is kosher, the Ksav is a real Ksav, so maybe it's Chayiv by Shabbos. And Hareishim Aloya, apostle, it's not a good Ksav. So maybe by Shabbos we have to have a Ksav Hogel, because Melechas Machshemes. Masha'in King Gabiget, it doesn't have to be such a good Ksav, because there is no Aloha of Melechas Machshemes Gabiget. But the question is, why? Why is it that by Shabbos it's not a good Ksav, and by Get it is a good Ksav? So obviously, according to Rambam, we require a higher degree of Ksav Ligabi Shabbos than Ligabi Not Mechuyev. As for Meloche, then we require Ligabi Get. Now let's see what the Magid Mishnah says. If it is V'ulai Mishum Likaimlon, that fill our all the Shal Zayis Koshe. Because the Mishnah says in Gittin that even if the get was written on an Olish al Zayis, it's still kosher. So Mimele, Olish al Zayis is not such an ideal Ksav on an Olish al Zayis. Afal Pishinim is Kaya. Masha'in Kili in Shabbos Kili is Kashom. Because the Rambam says, Tavi Shabbos, that if someone writes a Ksav that is not Miskayin, so then he's Potter. So the Rambam says, Perik Yudalef Haloche Tetzvot. In a case of Chayev, which he did with the Lord, he made, he wie schicho wie sikre wie kommen wie kan kanten wie gaiete ben wie jichte wal da was im iskai mag sabelof kien eo klab wun iyo weiz gaiete ben abo a kei seif e bi da was in rishumei ei meid e ki maschke nu me pere is e shikos ad bidiei wie gaiete bei al ala iro keis wal kol da was in eimid pote in chaye wat jichte bi da war eimid al da war eimid wie chena in amichik chaye wat jimchik ksavo eimid mal da war eimid. So the Rambam says that Gabi Shabbos, there are two prerequisites. Number one is that the ink, I mean the fluid that he uses as in lieu of ink, should be miskaya. In other words, suppose he'll write ACS on Shabbos with the spittle of his mouth, or with water, or with orange juice. You can write. You can dip your finger in orange juice and then write ACS. So it's not chayim. Because the fluid that is used in lieu of ink, so is not miskai. And then sometimes, even if the fluid that you use is in lieu of ink, is miskai. Ink itself, let's say, it's certainly miskai. But if you write it on a leaf of a tree, so it's not miskai because the thing that which is used in lieu of paper, of parchment, is not miskai. Is not miskai, is cannot preserve the ksav. So in both situations, so he's potter on Shabbos. So the Rambam mentions an example of al dovo shein miskayim if he writes on ale yirokis. But legabi get, so it is interesting. Legabi Shabbos, the Rambam has two kinds of any miskayim. One kind of any miskayim is when the fluid is in miskayim. And the paper is very miskai, on parchment. But let's say you just dip your finger in water or in spittle, and you write it on parchment. So it's not miskai because the fluid is not miskai. And then the other situation is where the fluid is miskai by itself. The fluid per se is miskai, but it's not miskai because you write it on an oil. So Lifluk is the same aloha. What difference does it make? Why it's not miskayim? As long as it's not miskayim because of the fluid or because of the paper. As long as it's not miskayim. But it is interesting. The Rambam Ligabi Shabbe says that even if you use ink mamesh, yay. But if you write an knowledge of your case, so is potter. Mashin kin gabi get. The Rambam says, Keitzat, Perik Dalet, Milchat Girish na loche gimu, Keisa, Keisi, vala nyora mochuk, vala diftere, vala cheres, vala oli, on a leaf of a tree. So, I mean, it's very strange, but we see that the Rambam distinguishes between get and Shabbos. Shabbos, there is aloch of Melechis Machsheves, so mele, there are two prerequisites. That the fluid should be, that the dyei should be Dovra Miskayim, that which is used in lieu of dyei. So it should be Dovra Miskayim, and that is used in lieu of paper or of parchment should be Dovra Miskayim. But otherwise it's not Melechis Machsheves. Shaking can be get. If that fluid is not miskayim, if you write the get, let's say, with paper, if you write get, I'm sorry, if you write the get with, let's say, orange juice, miperes, or with water, or with the rake, shelipi, so then it's no ksav. Even though it's not miskayim, but let's say it can be miskayim, a few minutes it can be miskayim. Suppose he wrote the get with his spittle, with the paper, with orange juice, and it lasted, let's say, for about 50 minutes. And in the meantime, he was able to hand it over to the Isha. Of course, if, let's say, by the time he hands over the get, so it already was removed, so naturally, I mean, so he didn't give her any get. But suppose, by the time he hands over the get to the Isha, so it still appears. But since that fluid that is used in lieu of ink, that which is used in lieu of ink is not miskayim per se, so it's not iksav. So merely by get, it's not iket either. Mashein kein, if that which is used as an ink is miskayim. But it's not miskayim because the paper upon which you write, So the mail since the chisson is in the paper, the reason is why it doesn't last very long is because of the paper, not because of the ink. So mele xavitis. But by Shabbos, there's a lot of nachas machsheves. There's a shiddes ramba. We see that there's a shiddes ramba. But viulai, you should be kind of that fila wole shol zayis kosha. אבל פישן מסקייל, מה שאין כאילו אין שבס, כדי שכסום מצורכים, ובניסף את המשמע, דאפילו ביגד בין אין דבר של קיים, ואולי של זייס, של קיום הוא. Because the Mishnah only says אולי של זייס. So it's משמע מניסף את only אולי של זייס, because in אולי של זייס it less, but the other only not. But the Rambam doesn't say דאפקי אולי של זייס. He writes all אולי. ועל אחרס קייסי ויסל, אני אמוך, הוא קלטיף תל אחרס, ועל אולי, אין לי אולי. וכן אמרו שם על אורי של זייס, על אורי דלז, על אורי חוב, על כל דבר של קיון וכושר, על אורי חזרס, על אורי קרשים, על אורי פסולים, על אורי רוקס, כל דבר שני של קיון ופוסט, והוא יסום לכל דבר רבינו, כאילו של יוס כזה בגמור. כאילו של יוס כזה בגמור. So the Rambam all, the Tau Gimor is חיליק on that he said. Anyway, that's the shit is Rambam, it's very strange, but that's the shit is Rambam. Kein lifneim vechesim. So the question is, the taste is killing. Will I have it? So the question is, it should be considered as 8 mph. It should be considered as 8 mph. Because after all, the 8 mph themselves, they can't read. So how do they know that this is what the Shtar proposed to say? How do they know? Because certain people read it to them. So in other words, they accept the testimony of the one of those who read. So it's 8 mph. 8 mph. So the taste says no. It's not in paid. Will have in paid since the moid ali kramai se el sheim she kach kos bishta u bo shnaim kir in a few yochi kramach mit le deine dis leim se so they are afraid of me. So Tisha says that this is not in paid because they don't have to testify on the kramai se. In other words, when we explained the thesis here some time ago, The Taisa says, Mikomo came, Shlishi Gitim Psulim, that Gimon Beis, Mikomo, Vafok Avdar of Mia Sova, because of Haini Bechosam, Mikomo came Kosher Avla, Avla, Bechsav Yod, Evil of Vedi, the Chibish Abal, Atz Mikosav, Ein Lechoch Sim of Dilemizu. So, Rashi, Gitim Namgari, Shendaran, they say, because it does Baldin. But, Taisis doesn't say he does baldin. He doesn't say he does baldin. If Taisis had meant he does baldin, he would say he does baldin. He says, the chibush ha'bal atzmi kosav eilechoch simbog dilemizu. The Rashbo says, because of the special dasakosu mikosav. But Taisis says something else. Not he does baldin, not because there is a special dasakosu for mikosav, but the chibush ha'bal atzmi kosav eilechoch simbog dilemizu. So we explained it at that time, we explained it as follows. Because there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer whether it's a chsimi kars or a misiri kars. So what's the machlekes? So the pshat is, obviously, that the shaila that takes place, the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer is what validates the shtar as a shtar kinyan. So Reb Lezer says in misiri kars, they testify on what? On the kinyan of the shtar. What do the misiri testify? And the kinyan of the shtar. I mean, everybody is made it. Even Rav Meir, who says it, Chsime Karse, but until the Messira takes a place, so the kinyan does not take effect. When does a woman become precious? When the Edim sign the get? Of course not. When is the matone, when is title in a certain field transferred through the shtar? When the Edim sign? No. Only when it's delivered from the nation to the Mikabel. And even according to Abaye, who says it in Bersum of Zohalei, so it's based upon Zohalei the Shalbifonov, and it's only Shayach by Zhus, it's only Shayach by Zhus, not by something that is a Chivo, and by Zhus, so in other words, so the Chsime themselves are considered as if they would be Mikabel the Shtar. But what essentially affects the kinyan, whether it's the gerushin or the kedushin or the transfer of title in the field from Reuven to Shimon, that's the misira. So the Meir Blazer who says in the misira, he holds that what validates the shtar is the shtar kinyan, the Haggadah Seidim and the Kiddin. Rabbi Meir says, Eidach Simitaz. Now, when Eidim sign the Shtar, so then the Kiddin doesn't take effect yet. Because Kiss me stall the leaf, Alpish Balime, Kiss me stall the leaf, Napopishim Kabulime, Kiss me stall the leaf, Apopishanish they made. So by the time they sign, so it's long before the Kiddin. She's not Mikoreshes until the get is delivered to her hands. Still, it becomes a very Ishtakiyan. So, what is the Agode of the Echsime? The Agode of the Echsime is on the Kiyan. True. When, if the Ishe produces the get, so then the same Echsime become a Dibiru on the Yersh. Because otherwise, how does it come into her hands? But the direct Agode of the Echsime is not on the Yersh. If you were to ask the Echsime, was the woman divorced or not, they will tell you. How should we know? We only know that we signed the get and we gave it to the Baal. Whether the Baal divorced his wife with that get or not, that we don't know. That's not our business. Unless the Baal asked them to witness the delivery of the get. So then they'll know. But by the mere signing of the get, they themselves don't know whether the woman was divorced or not. So how can we say that their testimony is on the get? They become a debil on the Gershon once the Ishe produces the get, once the Mikabo Matone produces the Shtar Matone, so then they become a debil. Once the Malve produces the Shtar Alvoye, so then the Nechsime become a debil on the Alvoye. Because otherwise, how does it come into the hands of the Malve? How does it come into the hands of the Ishe? And so on. But the Hagode of the Nechsime is not on the Kiyan, because the Kiyan takes place later. So what is the subject matter of the Haggadah of the Echsime? What did they testify when they put their signatures? What did they do? What did they testify? They testify on one thing, the Nasim Dasam Sai. This is their testimony. When Eidim affix their signatures to a shtar, they testify that this shtar is not just a piece of paper. But, in other words, they attest to the fact that the Baal HaShtar told them to sign the Shtar. And the subject matter of the Haggadah is the Nasim Das HaMishraim. So Mimele, this is what Jesus means. So that's the machleki between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer. This is how he explained that is Eloch HaKsimi Del Mizu. Because Reb Lezer says that what validates the Shtar is the Shtar Kinyan, the Haggadah and the Kinyan, Edim Sirikas. And Reb Meir says, no, what validates the Shtar is the Shtar Kinyan, the Haggadah and the Nasim Das HaMishraim. So if it's Ksav Yodei, so hey, Shvi Gittim Rie. If it's Ksav Yodei, so we certainly see, everybody sees that it's Nasim Das HaMishraim. He himself, it's his own handwriting. So it's Lidei Shvi Gittim Rie. Not it does Balgin, Teisa doesn't mean it does Balgin. All right, this is what he said there. So Mimele, Teisa says here, V'lahavei Mipeit, Shein Tzrichim Lohoid, Ali Karamaise, because they are only the subject matter or the testimony is only that it's Nasim Das HaMishraim. So actually, if it's Nasim Das HaMishraim, why do they have to hear the contents of the Shtar? Why do they have to hear the contents of the Shtar? The Haggadah is that this Shtar, whatever the Shtar purports to say, and there is a whole text in the Shtar. So the Haggadah is that this Shtar is Nasim Das HaMishraim. Whatever it says. So why should they know the contents of the Shtar? What difference does it make to them what the Shtar says? They only have to know, they should make sure only one thing, that the Baal told them to sign. Told them to sign whether there is a certain condition mentioned in the Gershon. Of what importance is it? Of what importance is it? So Mimele, it's not considered a debate because they are not testifying on anything except that this shtar, this get, is Nasim Das HaMishraim. That they were told by the Baal to affix their signatures to this get, whatever the get says. So then you'll ask, so Mimele, it's not a debate. Because when is it taking paid if the whole subject matter of the Haggadah was communicated to them by others? They don't know. Let's say, if two Eidim did didn't see that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, but they heard it from other Toedim. And then they come and testify, so that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so he said, be paid. Because the subject matter of the Haggadah is that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and they themselves didn't observe it. They just heard it. So it's hearsay on their part. So mainly it's a in paid. Mashiach in here, the Haggadah is not the Gerashim. The Haggadah is that the Baal told them to sign. Don't they know, without reading, without anybody reading the get, that the Baal told them to sign it? This is what they are testing to. This is what they are testifying. So why does someone have to read to them? The answer is this. In other words, suppose an aide will, let's say the Leve will tell to Edim, I want you to sign a certain shtar. This shtar states in effect that I borrowed from Shimon $1,000. And they don't bother to read the shtar, and they figure the signatures, they don't even look. And then it turns out that it's Lidum Bliyah, that wasn't what the shtar stated. The shtar stated something else. So Mimele, so they were Eidi Sheker. So they will be postulators. If Eidim will attest their signature to a piece of paper, and they won't even bother to look what it says, not knowing what it says, not anybody even telling them what it says. So mele, they are in the shekel. So in other words, they are not allowed. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Sura says that if Eidim sign an ishtar amone means the shtar says that Reuven borrowed, that Reuven is makne, let's say, the soda to Shimon. But actually, he doesn't mean to be makne. There is a secret agreement that he doesn't mean to be makne. But he just wants that the Shimon should be able to show that he's rich, he has his soda. So if Eidim, that's ishtar amone. So if Eidim affix their signatures to such a shtar, they are showing. The Gemara says, if Eidim says Ksav Yodein Uze, Avol Shtar Amone Uze, so it's Eino Demis Matzme Rosh. In other words, why are they showing? Because if they affix their signatures to a shtar, which in reality is a fraud, it's make-believe, and they know it, but the shtar doesn't say that it's a shtar amone. If the shtar will say that it's ishtar amone, so then there is no evidence in affixing their signatures to that shtar. But the shtar doesn't say, and the shtar on its face purports to say that it's not ishtar amone, but in reality it is ishtar amone, and they knew it was ishtar amone, so they are showing. Then they arrive at the iser of any sheker. So mainly the reason as to why somebody has to be careful if they am, because otherwise they're not allowed to affix their signatures. They are even the Isa of the Sanhedrin Achoi Choker if they affix their signatures and they don't even know what the Shtar says. But it's not that they testify on the Kiri and on the Alvoye. They testify, if it's Shtar Alvoye, so when they affix their signatures, the subject matter of the testimony is that it's Nasim Dasam Ischayim, that's all. So Mimele, it's not hearsay. But if no one will read to them, so then they're not allowed to affix their signatures. They are showing me their figure signature. So Mimele, it's not Eidmipay. Eidmipay, briefly, Eidmipay is only Shayach when the subject matter of the testimony is here, is grounded in hearsay, when they didn't observe it. But if the subject matter of the testimony is grounded in their own observation, but they are not allowed to affix their signatures unless they know what it says, so then it's not hearsay, it's not Eidmipay. This is what Jesus says. All right. Now the Gemara, further. Visuleke. So here the price says, three things. Three common things that are coming to get Isha and to Shtashiv. And according to the Meir, there are four common aspects between Shtashichor and Getisha. So the Gemara says, but there are many more common features between Getisha and Shtashichor. So Rabbi Shichur Shichur, the Nafkele Rishus Eminei, V'chaylo Rishus Yoshim. Now Rashi was bothered here by a certain kasha that all the Shemim discussed. Here the prizes say, here the Mishnah says, that's a Mishnah. Daf Yud Gimel. Now there are two gersoyes in the Mishnah. One girl says, Hoei Me'aten Gezel Ishti, Shtar Shichur Zalav Di Umeiz Gitamz. The other girl says, and that's the way it appears now in text, Hoei Me'atnu Gezel Ishti, Shtar Shichur Zalav. If we are there is 10, so that means the get, the shtashicho, is already all finished. And he tells the shliach, 10 shtashichos alavdi, if we are there is nu, so then it has reference to a case where he's directing more than one person to write the get and have it delivered to the end. So apparently now Rashi, Daf Yud Gimel, he says that the right girl says, "Oy, me at nu get lish di gasinon." We must listen. V'le gasinon te, shol imos ol yashli abechayo. Lifi chach le nekel chacham mi davolei ma shem shom shene zoch leashli achle v'liz mishucha. So Rashi in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. I mean, that's one of the strange Rashis. That Rashi was crazy. I mean, just in a few blot. I mean, here and Daftes, he agreed to the sheet of the Reed, and on Daf Yud Gimel, he doesn't agree with the sheet of the Reed. But we'll soon see. All right. So Rashi says, so what was the difficulty with the girl say? Of him at 10 shtashichos el avdi, umeslit lachamise, but that couldn't accord with Rabbanon of Rameya. Rabbanon of Rameya says that if someone says to the shliach, 10 shtashichos el avdi, v'rotzolar zereine chesia, because shichur is a schus, so the melezoch lo shol b'fon of. So the moment the odin hands over, the shtashichot to the shliach, so the shliach is zeichet on behalf of the eved, and the eved is yetzel chayrus. So merely cannot be chayzer. So the question is: so why do we say if the odin after he said ten shtashichos al avdi? So let's say the next day. So the odin died. Lo yitlachamise, why yitlachamise? But the eved was yetzel chayrus before the odin died. So because of that, Rashi says that the right girl says, not 10 shtashichos al avdi, but nu shtashichos al avdi. So the Mishnah is reference to a case where nothing was done as yet. And he said, nu, what does it mean, nu? Kiswud, because the shtashichos was not as yet written. And he said to a number of people, you write and have it signed, and then have it delivered. So he appointed them as shluchim to write and to sign, and to deliver it. So mimele, so the odin couldn't be yetzel achirus, the get is not even written. The shtashichu is not even written. How could it be Yitzel Chayus? But if the Odin will say, in respect to a written get, 10 shtashichos al avdi, then he'll become the shliach lekabole for the Eved, and he'll be Zeich. This is what Rashi says. But the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is that we can begin resolving as 10 shtashichos al avdi. And still, if Meis, if the Odin dies, he'll eat lachamis. So the Rif himself as the kasha, why it lachamise, but it's his chus. So he says, even though it's his chus, so because it's his chus, so it's considered as if he said schei and the eved and the shir shliach izeiche on behalf of the eved, so that the odin cannot be chesia. But when is the eved yetzel chayrus? Only when the shtashichu reaches the hands of the eved. Now, what kind of eden is it? This is what the Rif is. Now let's see the Rif. So Rashi here after this agrees with the sheet of the Rif. Right. Dafei, Omedal. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Aber wenn wir tätig das Schicho sel Abdi, eine Chese, aber ich habe wohl nicht nach Chese, why? Because it's Chusul Ebe, sie ist tachtiab in der Chemus. Chachom mir, ich bin auch schon, ich habe wohl nicht, ich sage, ich habe wohl nicht. Lehane mir lech Azore, du ihm bozer Rabbe le Medabe, aber Abdi, ich noch fliege Chere, du sagst, ich habe die Kittel, die Jode, die Gnane, ich habe die Kittel, die Ischnisch, das Schicho sel Abdi, und mir ist nicht nach Hamise, die ihn geht nach Hamise, und schmaß bin ich, die lech Azore, wo die Sachen lebe, aber mir wird Chere, es lehne auf ich, aber die Mutti Kittel, die Jode, was ich kann es hier, kein Gavne, die da muss ich kam, hier, ich muss nur die Plinisch, So in other words, so ten by Alvoye tennis kisri. Still, so he cannot be chizir, but still is chaybach Yosef. If Reuven, let's say, owes $1,000 to Levi, and Reuven says to Shimon, ten this $1,000 to Levi, and then so Shimon took it as a shliach to deliver it to Levi. Levi is in another country, so and then on the way something happened. And the money got lost. So who sustains the burden of achrayes, of paying? So the levi. But ten is kisri. In other words, suppose after he says to Shimon, $10,000 to Levi. So his chayzer says, give it to me back. So he shouldn't give it him back because he said ten. So he wanted him to be zeich for Levi. If he was Zeche for Levi, so that means Levi got paid already. So who has title in the money? Levi has title in the money. If Levi has title in the money, so then it gets lost. So whose loss should it be? It should be Levi's loss. So the halacha is not. So I'm a chayav b'chiyusei v'in bolar zerein chayza. V'in bolar zerein chayza. So in other words, so what does it mean? That vis-a-vis chazore Levi was Zeche. But vis-a-vis Achayes, so it's considered as if it hadn't reached the hands of Levi. Suppose it already reached the hands of Levi, and then a minute after it reached the hands of Levi, there is a fire and the money gets lost. So then, of course, so whose loss is it? It's Levi's loss. But here he said, ten, so ten is kisri ligabe chazore, but not ligabe achayes. Suppose he'll say, schei, If he'll say, Schei be more ze, liplaini, then he will not be chayu b'chayis. He'll not be chayu b'chayis. So that's the raya. The Ardimian, the Rif mentioned it. So we see that that one can be zeicha in something on behalf of another person, ligabi one thing, but not ligabi the other thing. So the Rif says, ten is kisri ligabi chazor, but it's not kisri. For the purpose of the Eved becoming Mishuchah. Suppose the Odin will tell the Shliach, not ten Shtar Shichos El Avdi, but Tzchei B'Shtar Shichos El Avdi. And then the Odin will die, so then the Eved is Yotra Cheos. But if he says ten, he didn't say Tzchei. So that means he doesn't want him to be Zeichel Ligamre. So then it's only Kishei Ligabe Chazore, but it's not Kishei Ligabe that the Eved should be Eitz Lachemus. Now we have to understand what kind of Eved is it. That's the Rif Shittah and that's the Rambam Shittah. The Rambam says in Perich Vov, Milches Havodim Aloch Aleph, Hakeizim get Shichu le'avdei, V'zichu le'bei al Yachir, V'lom aschei v'get zeh li'plein le'avdei, Yotu lechemus, Avol pishu le'igia get li'odei, Shizoch lo'te shu'en v'fona. If he said Tzchei, And even if the Odin dies, he's still Yotlachirus. Avul mamat nuket zelavdi, eini yochel arzabei, vilo yotzo emed lecheirus, ad sheyagi aget liyodi. Lificho choyim at nuket zelavdi, umeis lo yitnu lachamis. Right. So that's the Rishit and Rambam Shit. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says the same thing here like this. Daf yud gimu, he's chelik, he's chesed. Lo yitnu lachamis. ואפילו רבון עוד אמר שחרו עבודים סחוסו לזוכן עוד שלו לפונו, נהיד לא אוכל זוכן בידו למוצר למדע, מי ומי לרבון עוד יכול כמה למות יגידו יודי, להב מישהו אחר. וכי לדימי סקודי ימסו להב שחרו לשחרו, דינפתו לרשוס המיני, וחיו לו לי רשוס יושי. So Tezio says, קשה, לא יתנה חמיס, פירי מיקונטרה אפילו רבון אדם, רצחו סולה משתדוך לא בשביל לפעונות, נאי דלו אזרוח את ללמוד של מדבי, יזמי לרבון אדם לכל כמה לא עושה כיפה להיות להב משוחם, דברתי מפירושי, כים נסחוס ופשיטי זה יכלה אותה, how can we separate the חזורה from being משוחם, מה נמשך? If he's משוחם, if he cannot be חזר, that means why can't he be חזר? Because it's considered as if he said tzchei. If he said tzchei, so then it's Yitzel Chirus. So, but it's not Yitzel Chirus. So it's not tzchei. So why is that? So in other words, the price only mentions common features in Getisho and Shtar Shichu that is involves Ipsul Rabbono. But common features in Getish and Shtar Shichu that the order of the Shas, and let's say and he wrote, let's say, his Perush and that Yud Gimel, just immediately after he wrote his Perush, and Daftes. Because we see that the Rambah, the Rashi's Perush, was interrupted and brought back in Cheska Sabbat. And then the Rashbam continued it. So you would think if Rashi had followed the Seder of Shas, now there's many Gemores that follow Bor Basra, Sanhedrin, Abed Zore, and all of Kochin, and Miseches Nideh, but we have Rashi's Pshat and all of Kochin, and Sanhedrin, Abed Zore. We have Rashi's Pshat on it. We just don't have Rashi's Pshat and the major portion of Bor Basra from Cheskes Abatim till the end of the bus. So then we shouldn't have Ansan Hedon and Abrizor either, and Akochim either, and Zvochim and Noches and Nidia and so on. The answer is, Rashi didn't follow the order of Shas, or the Misechdes. So in other words, he wrote Perushim and perhaps many times on certain Gemores, so he wrote at one time a Perush up to Dafyut, and then he wrote a Perush on other Misechdes, and then years later, he finished it from Dafyut. So in other words, between Rashi's Pshat here and Daftes, and Rashi's Pshat and Dafyut Gimel, so it doesn't mean that it was one day, a few hours intervened. Might have intervened a number of years. So that's why Rashi was Chazer. All right. But we have to understand why, I mean, the Pshat in the Rif Shite, the Rambam Shite, and Rashi's original Shite. Now the Rambam, all Rishenim mention Shliach Leiloche and Shliach Lekabole. The Rambam mentions three types of Shluchim. Shliach Leiloche and Shliach Lekabole and Shliach Leivoi. Shliach Leiloche means that the Baal appoints the Shliach to act on his behalf. So the Shliach Leiloche stands in the shoes of the Baal. So when Nadaloch is, the Baal has to hand over the get from his hand into the Ish's hand. So if he appoints someone as Shliach Leiloche, so he stands in his shoes, and so if he handed over the Ish, so it's considered as if the Baal handed over the Ish. Shliach Lekabole stands in the shoes of the Ish. So if the Ish appoints someone as her Shliach, the Lekabel. So then when the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the Shliach Lekabole, it's considered as if he handed over into the hands of the Ish. So when the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Lekabole, then the Ish becomes Mekoreshes. What is, and suppose the Ish becomes Mekoreshes. And let's say, suppose the Baal handed over the get to the Shliach Lekabole, and then an hour later, he died. And then she's not Kukolich Litzulim, because she became divorced while the Baal was living. But then the Rambam says there is a second Shliach that the Ishe can appoint. That Shliach Levoi. Shliach Levoi means the Ishe appoints him. But when does the Ishe become divorced? Not the moment the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the Shliach Levoi. But the Shliach Levoi takes the get from the Baal, then he transmits it to the Ishe. So the Ishe becomes divorced only when it's handed over by the Shliach Levoi into the hands of the Ishe. English. So the question arises, Monefshech, if she does not become divorced with the Kabbalah by the Shlech Levoye, so in other words, so then, and he's not a Shliach of the Baal in any way, so then when the Shlech Levoye hands over the get, when does she become divorced? When the Shlech Levoye hands over the get to the Isha later, let's say a day later, he hands it over, so it should be like Gittich Malka Mikalki. Because in order to be Megreshes, she has to accept the get from the hands of the Baal. The Shliach Levoye does not stand in the shoes of the Baal. He stands in the shoes of the Isha. But he doesn't stand in the shoes of the Isha to such an extent, that the Isha should become Megreshes through his acceptance of the get. When does the Isha become Megreshes? When the Isha accepts it from him. Why should she become Megreshes when she accepts it from him? So she didn't get it from the Baal's hand, so it's like Tlikitach Malkavikalki. So it's not like the Malkavikalki. So what does it mean? Now, the Ktzeis mentions a very big Chiddush. The Ktzeis says that in view of the fact that get that an Isha can be Megreshes Baal Kocho, and no one can acquire title in anything Baal Kocho. No person can acquire title in anything Baal Kocho. Suppose I want to give you a gift and you don't want to become, you can become the owner of it. So, but by get, the Isha becomes Megreshes even if she screams and she doesn't want to accept it, but he throws it into her lap, into her hands or into her chotzer. She still becomes Megreshes. So it's a raya that says that by get, the Isha, in order to become Megreshes, she doesn't have to do a kinyan in the get. There is only a halacha of nisine greide, physical naked delivery of the get, a physical delivery, not acquisition of title in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. Because if it had been a requirement that she should acquire title in the paper and the parchment, how could she acquire title in the paper and the parchment? Baal Kocho, she doesn't want. Well, of course, it's not a raya, because that's exerus akosuv. I mean, why do we say that Baal Kocho one cannot become an owner? Because the Torah says so, Baal Kocho. But here the Torah says the reverse, that the Isha acquires title in the thing upon which the get was written. Not only if it's written on paper or on parchment. Suppose the get is engraved on a golden plate with diamonds in it, even if it's worth $1 million. So, and suppose he hands over that golden plate with the diamonds in it. He hands it over to the Isha. So she'll also acquire title because there's the Gzeiras HaKosov. Because there's the Gzeiras HaKosov. Then another ayah that the Ktzeis mentions is Kosvel HaYisur HaNoi. Now Yisur HaNoi is not Shalei. Well, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether Yisur HaNoi is Shalei or Yisur HaNoi is not Shalei. So that's his other ayah. But we have to say not like the Ktzeis. Reb Chaim also said, not like the Ktzeis. I mean, there are riots, like in negative Ktzeis. So, Mimele, if it's not like the Ktzeis, I don't want to go into all the sugyas that indicate that by get, there is a requirement that she has to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. There are a number of riots, I don't want to go into it. So, Mimele, then it means, if we say not like the Ktzeis, that get is subject to two requirements. First of all, get is not worse than any other shtaki. Can he be kabel bizecha in the field? If you didn't acquire title in the shtar, of course not. The Ktzeis says that. So he has to acquire title. As a matter of fact, the Ktzeis says that a shtar gdushin al isur anoye is not kosher, because shtar gdushin in order to become kodeshes through a shtar gdushin, so she has to acquire title in the shtar, and Isur HaNoi is not Shalei. So how can she acquire title if the Mikadish didn't have title in it? So how can he give over title to the Isha? Only by get, because there is no halacha that she has to be zeiche in the paper in the Niyo. Alright. But if we say not like the Ktzeis, so that means that whatever is true of all shtores is also true of get. So that means that by get, there are two requirements. First of all, the general requirements of all shtores. In all shtores, there is a loche that a mikabel matone cannot be zeichah in the sode unless he acquires title in the shtar. In the shtar. Shtar gdushi. So he cannot become kodeshes unless she acquired that excess himself admits. Unless she acquires title, she is zeichah in the niyor. So mele by getu, but by get aloha is that him balkoho she is zeichah, whether she likes it or not. But then there is a special requirement by get of inosam biyodo. There has to be a nisine, miyada bal yadishu, physical delivery. So there are two requirements, physical delivery and schia saket. But the schia saket can take effect even balkoho. So mele, when a shliach likabot, when a woman appoints, when a nisho gets the get directly from the Baal, then she does two things. First of all, she is mikabeles the get. So she is the recipient of the physical delivery of the nisine. And then she is also zeichah. She acquires title, whether she likes it or she doesn't like it. She acquires title. So when she appoints someone as a shliach likabole, so she appoints him a twofold capacity. First of all, that Yad Isho, Yad HaShliach Mikabole, should be like the Yad Isho. Like the Yad Isho. So the Yad of the Shliach Mikabole is considered like the Yad Isho. So Mimele, it's considered that when the Baal hands over the get into the hand of the Shliach Mikabole, it's considered as if he handed over the get into the hand of the Isho. This is one appointment. But there is another appointment. She, in order to be Mikoreshes, she has to acquire title in the paper. Now, she has to, so someone must make his shchiya in the get without kavonet to be acquire title, that's the aloche. But there has to be maaseh shchiya, a kinyan, a boy or whatever. So he has to make a kinyan. So mimele, when the nisha appoints the shliach kabole, she really appoints the shliach in a twofold capacity. First of all, that he should be her yad. He should stand in her shoes and be her yad. That the yad of the shliach should be like her yad. And then, that he should be zeiche for her. Make the maizikinyan in the get. Maizikinyan in the get. Now, there is a very strange shite of Rashi. I don't want to mention all the rayas, negative things. There are a number of rayas. Now the Gemara, turn to the Gemara that finds Zion on the base. Turn to the Gemara that finds Zion on the base. Harush Livra. The 12th line from the top of them. Haush Rimra, because of the Gitali Bise, by the Panya the Malashaps, will he speak Limesel? There was a Shrimra, and he wanted to relieve his wife of the burden of falling with Yidmu Lichlitze. So he wrote a get, and the get was written Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And then, but he had no opportunity to hand over the get to the Isha before Shkiv. But it was just written and signed, but it wasn't handed over, and the sun has set already. But then, Shabbos, his condition deteriorated, and he was in it alone, and apparently everybody anticipated that he might die any minute. He will not survive till Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, so, if the get is not given to her, so that means she will be skukal in Lechlitz, and there is an Isra Rabon in the shoes. So there is an Isra, Viosa Lital Tail, get Bishamas, Ulme Israel. There is an Isra, it's a shoes. We cannot be Mital Tail, get Bishamas. Get Bishamas. So, by the time I was a police people, Ulme Israel, we mocha talk of the Alme, his condition deteriorated. Also, the Kamil Rove, Omalu, Zilu Omole, Likne Leilahu Tuchte, Viosa, Bekite. So the get was in a certain place. Certain place. So he said, and that place belonged to the Baal. So Rove advised that the Baal should be makne that room in which the get was placed to the Isha. And Kalkis Dikta Bechazok. What is it, Chazoko? So if you close the door, that's all Chazoko. It's all Chazoko. So, Vitez Liye, you, in other words, if you close the door, you open the door. So, Omele Zila Amel Likne La Duchten Yosef Vikite, Vitez Liye, Vitechel Vitiftach, Vital Zigbo. So she'll be Kene de Moke, so Mimele, she'll be Midrashis. Did not know how God Aporats, Kol Shu Ariz Chazoko. Let's see how Rashi explains it. ותיכון ותפתח תסגר דלס החדה שנקנו לו לשום חזוקה, תתנה. נועל דלס, ויקוד הפיות זו, יפור עצגד כלשהו, הרי זה חזוקה לקטיס, שנעמיך יוכל ארץ בי, תחשתי כל יוי ולוחיץ, חוצע, וגיתו בשכת, ותנה מחוסים שאין למה חייס, נקנים מחוסים שיש למה חייס, בכסף ובשטר בחזוק. So how does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it on the basis of Agi. It's a loch that metaltolin is nikna gavka koes. The get is metaltolin, it's paper, it's a tolosh. So mele, if the get was, let's say, on this table, and the bar, and Shabbos, said to the Isha, I will makna to you the whole room, with everything that there is in it. And one of the things that there is in it, in that room, is the get, that's the important thing. So, and then she closes the door. So that's a chazoke. So she is king in the room. So mele she is king in the get too. She acquires title in the get too. Now, so the Rashbo is masik on Rashi. He says, how can an isha become a gereshes for a king and agi? By get there is aloche of nisine. Not kiyonim. Even pligiter malgavikarke, she is not gereshes. So there is certainly a kinyan. She picks it up from the floor. So, it's a king yad, hakboye, everything. So agif is better than hakboye and yad. The answer is there has to be any sine miyad abal yad isho. So how can she be migreshes to king and agif? So mainly the Rashbo explains the Gemara differently. The Rashbo says it's not on the basis of agif, but it's on the basis of chotzer. And gito v'chatzero boim lokechot. So it's chotzer, and chotzer mitam yodi is raboye. So in other words, so mainly it's considered any sine. Because if he throws the get into her chotzer or into her pocketbook, into her room, let's say she has a private room, she has title in that room. So then it's considered as if he put it in the hands of the isha. Because chatzirum tam yod is raboy. Here the room is not hers, it's his. But he is makne the room. So mele becomes his. So it's kitom chatzirum boy gechot. So it's tam yod. Now the question is, why doesn't Rashi knew the halacha of kitov chatzir obo l'kech? So how is it that Rashi didn't explain it on the basis of yad chotzer, but he explained it on the basis of agir? That's very strange. Does anyone have any more comments here? There is a Mishnah. Motzah Bigal, that in Mishnah in Bomitzia, that for failing days. Motzah Bigal, Vikisel Yoshin, Ari Yushalei. If somebody found a treasure in a gal, in a pile of stones, in an old wall, so it belongs to him. He is Eichem in a Hefke. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains it. Why? Tonem, Mipnish Yochalei, Malei Shem Amoroyim. Amoroyim means It means the Knaini that lived in the Eretz Yisrael before the Israelites took possession of it. In other words, so the Gemara applies the Mishneh to a case, the Shosech Tvei. In other words, that the wall is so old that you can see that it's thousands of years old. So in other words, so then, that's why, because the Gemara has the Kashi. Only the ancient Canaanites and Amorites, they are the only ones who are capable, who were likely, you know, to hide the treasure in the wall. Maybe some Jews hid it. And so he cannot be Zeche, so it's not Efker. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchicha de Shosach Tvei. Helu Chlude Rabo. Dikul Hai Le Shomichle. So Memele, there is evidence that it's very old. That was put in thousands of years already, before. So all Rishinim has the Kashi. All Rishinim has the Kashi, all right. So Memele, it's a Raya that no Jew hid it. So the Amorites, the ancient Amorites or Canaanites, they hid it. So maybe it can be Zeche. But why shouldn't the owner of that Kesel, of that land, he should be Zeche? Chatzir Shlodom Kenu Shlomi Daite. So before this person found in this wall the treasure, so he should have been Zeche too. He didn't know, the owner of the Kesel, of the land, didn't know. But Chatzir Shlodom Kenu Shlomi Daite. All the Rishonim had kashes. Teisves, even the Rambam. The Rambam usually doesn't ask any kashes and give the roots in the Rambam. The Rambam just mentions halachas psukes, but there are a few exceptions. So this is one of the exceptions. And the Rambam has this kash. We'll soon see. Amina. V'in tema v'leikne lo chatzir li balagal or li balakisel. V'yesh leima aso teisves gives the teretz. Dein chotzer kene bidovo sheyochi liyeis shalo yimtzenu leilo. Kmo yochi. Shehu mutzne bu v'akisel. When do we say that Chatzir Shlodom Kenu Shlomi Daite, if it is certain that somehow the owner of the Chotzer will find it out. But at this moment he doesn't know. Let's say the wind threw in something into his Chotzer and the Bala Chotzer is not in the courtyard. But he'll come an hour later or next day, so he'll find it out. But if it's very likely that the owner of the Chotzer will never find out of the treasure that is hidden in his grounds, so then it's not Kenesh Lomidai. Here, I mean, this is like an archaeological way, it is an archaeological excavation. So Memele, no likelihood, he will never find out. So Memele, we don't apply the loche of Chatzir Shlomo Kenesh Lomidai. This is Tesis Teret, the Rambam has that kashe.
Harilu shalei, shanei meshla amuroyim akadminim hei. Vihu shiim tzoim mato, kiderech kol amatminis hayishonis. In other words, only when it's very low, when you have to go down. So that's an indication that it's for thousands of years. Avol imagin advorim shiim matmin chodosh, tzharizu liigabim. So the Rambam in Al-Khe says the Kasha that Jesus says, Hoyu v'chatzir shlodom kinli shil midaitei, t'mushi v'izboya, lomo lo yikne balachotza za amatm shibzich hakits la yoshon, af al pishu shal moroim, v'tiye mitzi yezu li balachotza, mipnei shin yodu al loy v'loy l'achirim, v'arei ze amatm in ovud m'menu m'kol odom, ul'fichach hu shal meitzi, u'ma aveidu shal odom omroteiro, asher tevet menu mtsos, o mish avud menu mtsi yitzu kol odom, yotzo zu shenof lo yad shavudo, liyam, shavud menu kol odom, kalachinu l'matm nekadmeini, שלא ישלוי מאילום, והוא עבוד ממנו, מכל אודום, מפיך הוא שלא יצא. So he gives the big חידש, another תארץ. There is a loche, עבוד ממנו מכל אודום. So you don't have to return to the owner, even if it has a sin. צריך לסע כוסו. אשר תאים את מנו מצוסו, פרט, שעבוד המנים כל אדם, what does it mean עבוד המנים כל אדם? עבוד כל אדם means, let's say, שוט ונור. And then, the Noah took in certain things. And then, he threw it out on the other side of the river. And another person picked them up, so he can be zeich in it. And even though the owner gives a semen, he doesn't have to return it to them. Because once it was taken in by the Yam or by the Noah, so in all probability, it could not be salvaged anymore. But something unusual happened. It was thrown out on the other shore, and then a certain person picked it up. But it didn't appear to be salvageable. So the melee, if it was avud on menu mikolodon, so there is a special heter that it's like hefker. Anyone can be zeicher. Anyone can be zeicher. So the Rambam says a kalachim. The Jew says a kalachim of logic. He says if a chifetz in which a certain person had title already, so the title is divested on account of the fact that it's a woman kodom. Alachas kamo v'chamo a chifetz, an archaeological treasure that is a woman kodom, and no one was eche. So the owner of the chotzer couldn't be eche. The Raimet is masik on that. He says, Omer Abom zehu kalchim ashiyish of tshuve. Avide shebiyam mitiski, aval avide shebizechagal tiski libolo v'chem b'kesul yoshi. Oh, so he doesn't like the Rambam Steretz. V'atam v'chan v'v'she'in l'chotzer ha'mishtameres v'tzorich she'ibolov b'tzidei v'yeim ha'tiskel. Because we are dealing, the Mishneh has reference to a case where the kesel is not watched. If the kesel had been watched, so mele, the bala chotzer, the bala kesel will be zeichanet chazun and but usually, if it's an old kesel, a dilapidated kesel, from which rocks keep on falling, so no one cares for it. So mainly it's not a chotzer mishtameres, and the chotzer mishtameres is not cared. All right. There's the right attempt. The Agoy Soshre, I don't know whether there is the Agoy Soshre here. There is no Rosh here. All right. The Agoy Soshre, in Bomutzie, he gives another attempt. He says that the reason is why the Baal HaChotzer and the Baal HaGal couldn't be kene the treasure is because when can chotzer be kene if the person had title in the chotzer before, and then before the chifetz came into the chotzer, and then the chifetz comes into the chotzer, let's say Reuven is the owner of the chotzer, and then a certain aveide falls into that chotzer, so he was owner of the chotzer before the aveide fell into the chotzer. So then he can be kene. But suppose the aveide fell into the chotzer long before he became owner of the chotzer. Then he acquires title, so then there is no kene chotzer. That's what Agoy Soshre says. In other words, in order that chotzer should be kene, so then it must be his chotzer first, and the chifetz has to come into his chotzer. But if the chifetz came into the chotzer before the chotzer was his, so then, chotzer is not kene. So here too, I mean, the chifetz, the treasure has been in that kesel for thousands of years. And when did he acquire title to the chotzer or to the kesel? Only 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So since the chifetz did not come into the chotzer after he had ownership in the chotzer, so chotzer cannot be kene. So obviously, Rashi agrees with the shita of Agoy Soshre and Lomitzi. In other words, there is a halacha of Gitol v'chatzir bo'in keachot. That's a Gemara Mefereshes. In many places it's mentioned in Gittin, it's mentioned in Bo Basre, it's mentioned in Dushin. Gitol v'chatzir, what does it mean? That if the Baal wrote a get, and then he put a get in his yard, or in his apartment, and then he gave ishtam atone on the apartment, on the chotzer, to the Isha. And he said that she should be mikrashes. So then she's mikrashes. Why? Because gitam chatzir or boy lo kechot. So why does Rashi have to resort to the kinyan of agev? So the answer is, according to Rashi, every case of gitam chatzir or boy lo kechot, in every case of gitam chatzir or boy lo kechot, we have to resort to the kinyan of agev. Why? Because not as the case says. There are two prerequisites by get. One is there should be a physical delivery. There should be a physical delivery. And the other halacha is that she should make him Isaac Kinyan in the get. And even though she's not willing to acquire title, but she has to make him Isaac Kinyan, and then she acquires title in the get anyway, whether she likes it or not. So there are two requirements. So Mimele, the halacha of Gita v'chatzir bo'in keachot is effective in regard to the realization of the physical delivery. So in other words, so we say, if the Baal wrote to get, and he put it in his room, and then he wrote Ishtamatone on the apartment, on his house, and he told her she should be the Gereshes, so it's considered as if he handed over the get into her, because the get is in the hotel, is in the house, and he's marked the house, so it's considered as if there is a Maizel Kinyan. But she has to make a Maizel Kinyan. Maizel Kinyan. What kind of a Kinyan? What kind of a Kinyan? Yad. So, and Chotzer is also Yad. But as far as the Kinyan of Yad, as Kinyan of Chotzer is concerned, so the Shita of the Agoy Soshri is that when can Chotzer be Kinyan? Only if the Chotzer is his first, his or hers first, and then somebody throws in the chifetz into his chotzer. But if someone puts the chifetz into the chotzer before it is his or hers, and then she becomes the owner, then there is no kinyan chotzer. This is what Dagoy Soshre says, as it tells as to why the balagal and the balachotzer is not zich in the treasure. So here too, what difference does it make whether it was put in 2,000 years ago or it was put in a day ago? Does it make any difference? As long as the chifetz was there before the Ishe became the owner of that chotzer, so memela they cannot be kinyan chotzer. So that's aloche in kinyan chotzer. But as far as the sine miyori liyodo is concerned, there is no such requirement. So memela the Rashi had to resort in every case of gitam chatzir boin keachot, we have to resort to kinyan agim. Because as far as the Rashba's kashi is, but there is aloha of nisine, of course there is aloha of nisine. And just kinyan, all the kinyan in the world cannot make a midrashes. There has to be a direct nisine. But chotzam tam yodis raboye. So there is a direct nisine. Because of the aloha of gitam chatzir boin keachot. But besides a direct nisine, miyodei liyodo, there is a deen, there is a requirement, she has to make a maizekinyan. What kind of maizekinyan? Any kinyan. That doesn't make any difference. As far as nisine is concerned, nisine has to be miyad abal yad yishon. So chotzer mishad yodis raboye. But as far as kinyan is concerned, so it can be kinyan yad, it can be kinyan chotzer, it can be kinyan agoye, it can be kinyan agiv. She can acquire title. That's like all shtores. So in all shtores, let's say ishtamatone. So how does a person get title to the field? By making a kinyan, by being zeichen ishtamatone. How is he zeichen ishtamatone? In any way, I mean through the various kinyanim. Well, if he makes a boye or yad or agel, so melee, the nesine is fulfilled through the halacha of gitam chatzir boin keachot. But she has to be zeichen too, and gitam chatzir boin keachot, but he cannot be kinyan mitam chotzer, according to Dagoy Soshre. So Mele, how was she able to become it, acquire title in the get through? How was able to acquire title in the get through the kinyan? That's Rashi. So only if we say that there are two requirements by get. As a matter of fact, the Tzeis Achrishin, the Avon Beruim, so he mentions this Gemara and he says that Rashi, he assumes that according to Rashi, and Nisha can become Gereshes even without the sine, as long as she makes a kinyan. But he says, that is only when it's without. Of course, that is Mr. That is the Vaposhet. If Bal Kocho, she couldn't become Gereshes through other kinyan. But only through the sine. But the kinyan is also effective. But then it has to be without. Now, in this case, it was without. This is what the Tzachish says. But I think that the plain pshat in Rashi is that we have recourse to the kinyan of agev, ligabei the schirin the get, but ligabei the physical delivery, the direct nisine, there it's not based upon agev, there it's based upon yad, because gitam chatzir boin keachot, so it's considered as if the get was handed over miyad abal elish. Now, we can understand the halacha of shliach livoy. So when Shliach, when Misha appoints a Shliach Mikabolesh, so she appoints him in effect in two capacities. First of all, in twofold capacity. First of all, he should stand in her shoes to be her yad, that his yad should be her yad. And then, but she also has to be Zeche in the get. So she appoints him as her Shliach to make his Shliach a Kinyan in the get. What Kinyan? Whatever Kinyan. He makes Yad Agboye Amit can be any Kinyan. So that's his Shliach Kabbalah. Shliach Levoye. Shliach Levoye is appointed by the Isha only in one capacity. In one capacity only. That the Yad of the Shliach Levoye should be considered as the Yad of the Isha. But she does not appoint him to make the Maizeh Shliach in the get. So Memele, who will be able to make the Maizeh Shliach in the get? The Isha herself? So she can only be Migoreshes. She can only be Migoreshes after the Shliach hands over the get to the Isha, the Shliach Levoye. But then the Kashi is, many has the Kashi. It should be Tlikit HaMod HaMikarke. No, it's not Tlikit HaMikarke. Because he was appointed as her Yad. So Memele, when the Shliach Levoye hands over the get to the Isha, so then it's not Tlikit HaMod HaMikarke. It's like handing over from the right hand to the left hand. Right and left. But in the case of the right hand to the left hand, so the moment the get comes into the right hand of the Isha, so she becomes precious already too. But here, in this case, even though the Shliach Levoye's Yad is the Yad of the Isha, but he was not able to be Zeche in the get for the Isha. So who will be able? Because she did not appoint him as a Shliach to make the Maizeh Shliach. She only appointed him as a Shliach to become her Yad, not to make a Maizeh Shliach in the get. So who will be able to make a Maizeh Shliach in the get? The Isha herself. When will she be able to do it? When it reaches her hand. When it reaches her hand. That's Shliach Levoye. So Mele, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi here that says that true 10 is Kisri. But the fact that he chose the expression 10, not Sri, shows that it's a he wants it to be a limited Sri, not a full Sri. Because if his intention, the intention of the ordinate being that the Shliach should realize a full Sri, why did he use the Lashon 10? So the 10 means the liver. 10 means the liver. A little translation in English of 10 would be the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver means it must reach the hands of the Eved. Because if you say Sri, so then you're not even interested that it should ever reach the hands of the Eved. Who cares? Sri. It can throw it into the garbage. The Eved became already Mishucha. But the 10 has the connotation of the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver mean you be zeich in it, but it must be delivered to the heaven. So the mele that in itself implies that it's limited. He wants him to realize a limited sphere. In other words, he should be a yad for the on the basis of zochin. So the Odin wants him, the Odin designates the shliach as a shliach levoye of the heaven. Even though David didn't appoint him, but Achlon Shalom Fonov. So the Odin can also appoint, designate him as the Shliach Levoy of David. So Memele, that's why Chayzer he cannot be. But if he dies, since the Shicho becomes Nigma, when David will make him Isis Shri and the Shicho, but if he dies before the Shicho is consummated, so Memele is my Yotzlachim. That's the Shicho. Right, now, so that was the Gemara's Kashi. וישו בקרו יקר, אם את נוגעת לי, יש תשתה צריך להבדי, ומייס להתלחה מיסה, נו מונו לפלאנו, מייס להתלחה מיסה, so you might use the terrace, כי קוטון עם מילסה, לסה בשטורס, מילסה מיסה בשטורס, לא יקוטון, now this aspect is coming not only to get Tisho and to Shtar Shichu, it's coming to all Shtores, so something that is coming to other Shtores too, the price it doesn't mention. שולח חובי משמיד רב אבויה, ויידי ששולח הפלזר לגילו, משום רבינו, שכים רשו בכיס ותנו מנו לפלינו, מייסים קייס ומייסנים, שמו לגומר הכניס, יאל בשטר וישטר לחמיס. אולי, תודה לי אותי.
בואי. הוא ניצר לשמוע, תפתס המדבייס. But here the Braise mentions the common features in שטר שיחור and get. So, according to the Kameh, they are three common features. In other words, Shomer Melech Omevi, the requirement for Nechta for Nechta, and Getchi Inshallah Vitkusi Posel. Getchi Inshallah, a one Itkusi, so it's kosher, by Gidnoshe Shechavodim, by other stories it's Posel, and by Getisho, and Shtashichu, when they are executed by Achoye, so it's Posel. Whereas by other stories, it's kosher. So, the more Sikashi, and according to Rameya, there is a fourth common aspect, that it's a chayim, that is Yochelar. So, the more asks, but there is a fourth one, according to Rabbanon, the fifth one, according to Rameya. In other words, Mishmo. So, that is common to get Shichu and to get Isho, and it doesn't apply to other stories. So, Bishleim and Rabbi, the Fornechtam, Fornechtam, is based upon Mishmo. So it's included Melech Meili. El Rabbe, so Fornechtam, Fornechtam is not based upon Lishmo, only upon Ki Meili. So Mele, Lishmo is not mentioned, so why doesn't he mention another common feature between Getisha and Shtashichu? Visu, Bele Rabbe, Bele Rabbe, Hoyikem Chuba. So from this Gemara, that was Tesis mentioned the Rabbi from this Gemara that for the Nechtam, according to Rabbi, is only based upon the Psul of Ishmo, not upon other Psul. Because the Gemara says, so the Kashi is, why doesn't the Brisa mention Ishmo and the Chuber? So the Gemara gives a teres, Ki kotone Psul de Rabbonon, the Raisa loi kotone. So in other words, the Braise only mentions common features in Getisho and Shtashichu that involves Ipsul Rabbonon. But common features in Getisho and Shtashichu that involve Ipsul Braise, the Braise doesn't mention. So the Gemara Sikashe, V'achoy Yishol Yichovim, Ipsul Braise Hu Bikotone. Here, the Braise mentions one of the common features is that by Getisho and Shtashichu, so if an Itkusi signed one, Itkusi signed together with Israel, so then it's not possible. And whereas by other stories it is possible. And here he discusses Ipsul Braise, because by other stories it's possible with Raise. It's possible with Raise. And here it's only with Rabbanon. I'm sorry, I'm not Itkusi, I'm sorry. V'achoy shul yichon b'psul b'raisi. Not the ach, here the Braise mentions the common feature. If a get that was, a getishon, a shtachshichu, that was signed by goyish judges, so it is possible. And by other stories it is kosher, so by getishon, shtachshichu, so it is possible with raisi. It is possible with raisi. Not just absent-mindedly, I said, get you into the kusi. There it's only Ipsul de Rabbono. But story is really Bachois. So Bachois will come to Ipsul de Raisi, who got on a, so the Gemara in the Teres, but in Misire, who have a lesser domar in Misire, can say that even this Ipsul of Ishtar, a get Isho, Ishtar Shichu, that was signed by Goyish and judges, so by other stories, including Shtalatone, because of the Malchus Adine, it's kosher. But by Getish Shtashichu, it's possible. So it's not possible with Raise, it's possible with Rabbanon. How is it possible only Rabbanon? But if Goyim Sanhed, Goyim Apostle is with Raise, the answer is the Raise is reference to a Getish Shtashichu that was in Nimsa between Misir and Israel. And it was signed by Goyim. So the male with Raise it's kosher because of Misir Kamsa. But only with Rabbanon it's possible because of Misir. ואחרי שם יכול לשאול רייס עם בטונה, שגמור, זה תראה במסיר לכם לזה, דומר עם מסיר לכעס. ובטונה סייפה, רב שימן אימר, אפילו כשירי, even though the סייפה is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Braise, but after all, this Braise refers to the din of that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So the male, since רב שימן says, אפילו כשירי, ואומר רב שירי, יורד רב שימן שלא שישרו בזה, לא מסיר לכעס. So רב שימן is מחשיר, in Getishon שחרבודים, that is signed by Goyish judges by Goyim, so it's only when they are it's Nimsav in Syria Israel and the Shem is invoking. So Rav Shimon says that. So the implication being
the Tanakame, the Rabbanon, in the Mishneh, Mimele also, the Tanakame of the Braise, because the Braise refers to the Mishneh. So that the Tanakame of the Mishneh and the Braise does not agree with Rav Shimon. And Mimele, so that, and since Rav Shimon is based upon the sheet of Rav Lezer, so the Tanakame does not agree with Rav Shimon, does not agree with Rav Lezer. So the Mele, according to Tanakame, if a Getish or Shdashicho is signed by Goyim, so it's possible to rise, and still it's mentioned among the current features. Well, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Lezer, 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 Rav Sh